It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show talking with Bill Morris. He is the founder of Blue Star Recyclers. They're hosting an e-waste event along with a number of Rotary clubs in the area this Saturday, the 24th, from 9 to 1 in the CMC Blake Avenue parking lot. And, Bill, it's such an interesting story. I don't want to take anything away from it. So explain to us what Blue Star Recyclers is.
Well, thanks so much for letting us share our story with you and your audience. Blue Star is actually sort of an unintentional discovery, and that is about 12 years ago, I had an opportunity to spend some time with some young men in a day program. People who receive services that have developmental disabilities quite often go to these day programs where the services are provided to them. And they were engaged in an unpaid activity of taking apart electronics and some other materials that were, I think, just donated by people. I had an opportunity over the course of a few days to spend some time with them and notice that they actually had some remarkable innate and skills and talent where they could take apart things that in a way that was very quick and very methodical. I asked them if anyone had taught them how to do it, and they said, no, we just sort of taught ourselves. I went and looked in their files and noticed that four of these young men were on the autism spectrum. And I really didn't know anything about autism at the time, other than, you know, what most people know. And but dug a little deeper and found out that my observations were sort of confirmed, and that a common thread amongst people diagnosed with autism is an affinity for systematic, procedural, tactile, repetitive tasks, things that have steps that can be repeated. And it turns some of what we would consider to be maybe behavior that it is hard to understand for us, that seems rigid to us, it actually lends itself to a person doing a task that has repetition and that we might think is mundane. For them, it's very, very interesting work. So what I knew was, without spending too much time with them, was that they had skills that were largely going unnoticed. And those skills I thought were marketable. So the next step was I went home that night and I wrote a business plan to create an electronics recycling business to get these four young men out of this day program so they could experience a real job, you know, meaningful employment using their skills. And I didn't know anything about electronics recycling, and I was lucky to find a company in Denver that did. I told them the idea, I shared the idea with them, and they agreed to send us computers to Colorado Springs to take apart, and they would pay us a nickel a pound to take apart computers. And I didn't know if that was really a good business deal, but we took it. And in October of 2012, we launched the paid employment enclave for the first four. All these young men were in their mid-20s. They had aged out of their high school transitions program, special ed programs, and they never had a job. So this was their first job, and everything about them just changed and lit up like a Christmas tree. They had purpose. They got up in the morning, they came in and got their tools, punched in the clock, and started taking apart computers. And we noticed that they just began to thrive in this setting. And so based on we did that for a year, and they knocked it out of the ballpark. Everything we gave them to do, they did very well. We paid them minimum wage, and the program wasn't self-sufficient financially entirely, but it was close. And then in November of 2009, through the help of the Fanant family in Colorado Springs, we were able to turn this idea into a real enterprise. And we named it Blue Star Recyclers. And so that's how we got started. And today, if you fast forward 11 years, actually next month, we have 53 employees. We have five locations, four in Colorado, one in Illinois. 15 recyclers around the world have replicated our model and of employing people with autism and other disabilities to do this work based on their assets. So it's just an idea that combines kind of unwanted material or unwanted junk, which we all have in our homes and businesses. And then on the other hand, Gabe, it the only other element is people sitting home that can work, that want to work, that are not given an opportunity. So we just put those two things together and something kind of magical happened.
Well, that's kind of one of our responsibilities as managers, really, isn't it? In the private sector, public sector, doesn't matter, is finding those people and determining what their strengths are and putting them to the best use. And I want to say your whole organization is built around exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, here's something to think about. And I grew up, my oldest brother, Paul, had a developmental disability. So it wasn't the reason I started Blue Star, but I had an understanding a little bit of what his life was like. And what I remember the most is everyone that he was engaged with was number one, was paid to be in his life. So he didn't have any natural relationships, and all the relationships he had with his paid providers, the focus of the relationship was what was wrong with him, his disability, his diagnosis. So if you think about it, if you're a person with a disability, your entire life, the focus of almost every conversation is someone getting paid to provide services to you because of your deficits. Well, to your point, when we employ someone at Blue Star, I have absolutely no idea what their official diagnosis is. I'm only interested in that they want to work, that they can work, and then finding the hidden asset, because it's almost always hidden, and then developing that. So you're right. This is something probably every employer needs to do with any employee, but with this particular workforce, when they present to you, you're not going to see the assets on the surface. You have to dig a little bit, but they're there.
Again, you can help support this organization, Blue Star Recyclers, this Saturday by attending an event hosted by local Rotary clubs at the CMC Blake Avenue parking lot from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll talk about some guidelines. Anytime you're talking about e-waste, there are always some of those, and what the cost will be this Saturday as well when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Bill Morris. He's the founder of Blue Star Recyclers, founded right here in Colorado. Bill, you mentioned that you actually have a number of Colorado locations, including a couple on the Western Slope. Is that right? Do I remember that right?
We actually have four in Colorado. We started life in Colorado Springs in 2009. We expanded to Denver in 2014, we opened in Boulder in 2016, and then we opened in the Roaring Fork Valley this last June. So our facility is in Basalt, and then we have the one facility in Buffalo Grove, Illinois.
Gotcha. And you're actually in Illinois right now, attending to business there. But will you be here for the Saturday event?
I will. I'm driving up there as soon as I land at the Air Force on Friday.
Perfect. I've heard that story many a times. It doesn't matter whether it's a musician or something like that. You can think of yourself as a rock star rolling in at just in, at the right time. Again, it's 9-1 this Saturday in the CMC parking lot. As you mentioned in that first segment, everybody has some form of electronic waste they could get rid of. Of course, the irony is not lost on me. Literally 2 weeks ago, we took an entire pickup load of electronic waste from the radio station to the Garfield County landfill. Had only we waited one more week, I would have heard about your event, and then you know we could have helped you guys out a little bit. But you know that's just kind of how timing goes sometimes.
Sure.
Talk about the obviously. You would think that electronic waste is electronic waste, but that's really not the case. You have different, is classes the right terminology of different sizes maybe?
Yeah, well, there's essentially, for our intents and purposes, there's three types of electronic waste and how you treat them and their the cost and the values change. But the most common type of electronic waste is what we call general e-waste, which is really anything that's not a computer and that's not a display, and a display would be a TV or a monitor. So under the heading of general e-waste is everything from coffee makers to stereo systems to printers, VCRs, you name it. I mean, there's just somebody brought in a battery-operated toothbrush. And so anything that was battery-operated or plugs into a wall, we're going to be able to recycle with very few exceptions. And then you have the second stream would be your computers, your laptops, desktops, servers, tablets, cell phones, anything with data, anything that has a data-bearing device. And we have to treat those differently with our certification to make sure that all the data is destroyed. So those get treated a little differently. And then you have those display items, which are going to be either flat screen or the old cathode ray tube TVs and monitors. Those old CRTs are environmentally one of the biggest problems because most people don't know this, and there would be no reason they would, but the tube, if you remember those vacuum tubes, they have about 8 to 12 pounds of lead embedded in the glass on the front side that faces out as a heat sink to keep us from burning ourselves on the display. But if that tube is not disposed of responsibly, it'll break and it will leach lead into the groundwater system, whether it's put in a landfill or dumped in a field somewhere. So one of the emphasis of this recycling event this weekend is to offer a special rate on those TVs and monitors so people can get rid of those a little cheaper than normal.
You're one of the few handful of people that I know that actually knows what a CRT is, or remembers maybe what a CRT is, I guess. That might be a better way.
I'm old enough to be able to know.
Of course, anything that's e-waste, the reason that you want to recycle it is because it has some kind of lead in it. In terms of the VCRs and the coffee makers and that kind of thing, it's lead trace somewhere in there, either solder joints or something like that. Obviously, as you mentioned, those CRTs have so much more of it than the other stuff. That's why it's such a concern. So I imagine you probably, when you're recycling that, it might be more expensive for you to recycle those CRTs than anything else.
They are. They're very expensive to recycle. If you think about the process to remove the lead, is essentially what looks like a big clothes dryer, and they have to tumble that glass until the lead is removed, and it's very laborious and cost intensive. The machinery is very expensive. So, and they have to back. There's other machines that vacuum it out, and so. That's why those items cost as much as they do to recycle. The public sometimes you know, thinks that the TV might be worth something, there's probably about $4 of commodity value in the copper and other items in the back of the tube. But the cost to recycle the lead out is so much greater than everything else that they have what's called a negative value, as does most e-waste. About 20% of electronic waste does have some positive value, but you've got the cost of labor to separate those materials and then ship those to processors. So it's a very, very difficult business to make a living in, which is a perfect business for a nonprofit like ourselves.
And I imagine, given all that, in addition to being very complicated and costly to remove the lead in the first place, your processes to keep your employees safe probably are time-consuming and expensive as well.
Yeah, we have what's called the eSTEWARDS certification, which is the most stringent environmental health and safety and data security standard there that's available. It's a third-party audited standard, so auditors come in and we have to have mass balance accounting and reconcile every pound in and where every pound out goes, and then audit those downstream processors. So to do this work ethically, it's very expensive and very time consuming.
Again, by the way, you probably have a website, I'm sure, right, Bill, where folks can learn more about Blue Star Recyclers? Okay, mm-hmm. BlueStarRecyclers.org. And again, the big e-waste event this Saturday in the CMC Blake Avenue parking lot right behind City Market in Glenwood. You can recycle the electronic waste and help out a great Colorado nonprofit at the same time. And do you have details on what specific items can be recycled and maybe with a little more information on the website also?
Sure.
Okay.
So one thing and you mentioned it at the beginning of the show, you know, we're essentially in the Roaring Fork Valley as a result of the 7 Rotary clubs in the Valley came together to raise funds to allow us to locate up there. So to pay for our startup costs and operating costs. And there's a couple of other foundations. So Rotary clubs, especially the Glenwood Springs Rotary Club, has just been phenomenal. So they're really hosting the event, and we'll be there to collect the materials. Essentially what we've done on this event is when people come through, you'll be greeted by a Rotarian who will ask for a $20 donation. It's not mandatory. They're just going to ask if you can help support this project and others that they're working on. And then they went out and got a grant to help reduce the cost of TV and monitor recycling. So if you have an old TV or monitors, there's 2 size groups. The monitors, the larger TVs will be $50, and that's above 19 inches, and then under 19 inches would be $20. Normal recycling fees on those are at least twice that. So that's a very good, so $50 for the big TVs, $20 for the small ones. And then all other electronics that you have, Rotary is covering the cost of that. So, you know, that's printers, cords, anything else you have around the house that needs to be recycled. There are some exclusions. We cannot take anything with Freon, like air conditioners or refrigerators, or items that have other chemicals in them, like smoke detectors have mercury in their switches. So we cannot accept those. But other than those items, just about everything else we can recycle.
And again, you can learn more at the website, BlueStarRecyclers.org. One final break. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Bill Morris, the founder of Blue Star Recyclers. By the way, happy 18th anniversary this month, right?
It's actually our 11th.
Well, 11th, but you said, I thought you said you started back in 2002. Maybe I got a number wrong.
Oh, it was 09. 09.
09. Okay. Okay.
That's okay.
Other end of the keyboard.
It feels like it sometimes. We've been doing this a while.
Again, four locations for Blue Star Recyclers in Colorado, one in Illinois. And again, employing folks that are on the autism spectrum, as well as in some cases, some other disabilities. Again, folks that may not be interested in, or in some cases may not be able to get what you might call a different type of job, but do very well at taking apart electronic items and enjoy the work, and they're a meaningful part of society. And isn't that really all that we're all really looking for when we go to work on a daily basis? So very cool stuff. And you can help support Blue Star Recyclers this Saturday by attending a local Rotary event. It's being sponsored by the Glenwood Springs Rotary, Rotary District 5470, as well as some business sponsors, Bank of Colorado, Colorado Mountain College, and Cop Engineering. And again, just bring your recyclable stuff, your e-waste stuff, to the CMC Blake Avenue parking lot at 1409 Blake, right behind City Market in Glenwood, between 9 and 1 this Saturday. Again, it's a $20 suggested donation to Rotary. And then depending on what you have, I wrote this down, larger TVs are 19 inches and above are $50, below 19 inches, $20. And everything else, it sounds like, due to that grant that Rotary was able to get, the cost of the e-waste recycling has been taken care of. And you just touched on this a little bit. You said that you actually have a location in the Roaring Fork Valley for Blue Star Recyclers, and it's fairly new this year. Is that what you said, Bill?
Correct. We just had a grand opening in June. Grand openings are hard to have during these COVID-19 times, but we opened in Basalt, actually. We're at 1712 Willits Lane in Basalt. So if you do go to bluestarrecyclers.org, on the very top of the first page, you'll see it says choose a location. If you open the Roaring Fork Valley, it gives you directions and the address.
And currently, in addition to COVID-19, since it's kind of an upstart location, you're just taking e-waste by appointment only there at this time.
Correct. So if you have, if you're not able to attend the event, call the number that's on the site. It's 855-302-2583. It's a toll-free number. And we'll set up a time where you can drop your items at our location in Basalt and we'll recycle them. We won't have Rotary subsidy on the TVs and monitors that day, but we can quote you when you call on what items you have.
And you're making me feel a little bit worse for taking that e-waste to the landfill a couple weeks ago. Also, for businesses, Blue Star Recyclers will actually pick up e-waste.
Correct. So if you call that same number, if you're a business, we will schedule a time to pick up the material and we'll come get it. We'll bring it back, weigh it. The items that have a recycling fee, we'll invoice that. And so it's for businesses, we try to make it as convenient as possible where they're not trying to bring it to us in carloads. We'll just come and pick it all up at once.
And again, that number is 855-302-2583. I'll give you that number as well as the website again, definitely at least one more time before the end of the conversation. And speaking of which, that website is bluestarrecyclers.org. Is there a significance to the color blue or blue stars with what you do, Bill?
You know, it's interesting. The name came from, people have asked me this for a lot of years, because autism, blue is the color that the autism community has chosen as sort of their color. But what happened was there was an old truck sitting in front of a manufacturing business in Colorado Springs, and it had the name Blue Star Electronics on it. They had gone out of business in Colorado Springs, and they had left owing the Fanat family back rent, and they had left that old truck behind. And when we started our enterprise, we were so, we wanted to just do it so cost efficiently. We just took the word electronics off the side and put recyclers on. So we recycled the name. So that I'm ashamed to say that there's, that's the only forethought that went in there.
Well, and yet it is pretty cool though. It's because even the name is recycled. I'd say, you know, not everybody yeah. can say that even the name of their business has something to do with what, you know, so that's every correct. Step of the way you're recycling. I think that's pretty cool. And my OCD likes that too, because it means everything has something to do with recycling, right? We all have a little bit of that in our own way, I think. Again, yep. The website is bluestarrecyclers.org. And again, the e-waste event this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the CMC parking lot at 1409 Blake Avenue in Glenwood. Again, it's a suggested donation, minimum donation of $20. And if you've got some big TVs, or especially if you have those old tube type TVs, the old CRTs, or even old computer monitors for that matter, because they use the same technology, the old green screen. And remember how cool we were, Bill, when we got the orange monochrome monitors? We just thought that that was something really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're going back in time quite a few years when you're thinking about that, because I think VGA came out in the 80s, didn't it?
I'm
pretty sure. Quite a while ago, anyway.
They started a little museum in our Denver facility, and, you know, like a fax machine or a VCR rewinder, and the guys bring it to me, and they go, wow, what's this? And they, you know, of course, they're maybe 20 years old. They've never seen one. So it's kind of interesting how fast we've, you know, changed our technology.
Well, there you go. You can add Blue Star Recyclers in Denver to the list of museums. You know, in addition to, of course, Natural History Museum, you've got the Forney Old Car Museum. Clive Cussler has a museum in Denver of old cars. And now you've got the Blue Star Recyclers e-waste museum as well.
That's right.
Again, you can help support Blue Star Recyclers this Saturday. Stop by the CMC parking lot on Blake Avenue in Glenwood, right behind City Market. And if you have any questions about what may or may not be appropriate e-waste, you can check out the website, which again is bluestarrecyclers.org. And I'll give you that phone number two more times, once right now and then once at the very end of the program. Again, it's 855-302-2583. Again, Blue Star Recyclers has a location in the Roaring Fork Valley. If you own a business, they'll come and pick up the e-waste. If you don't, just call to schedule a time to drop off your stuff. They can actually give you an idea about what it'll cost beforehand, which is always helpful to know what you're getting yourself into. How, speaking of the businesses, obviously, you know, the Tri-County area is very mobile. Do you have geographic limits for how far it's practical for you to actually drive and pick up that e-waste?
For businesses, we will, right now, we go as far as Vail to the east, and we'll service everything, you know, east of there out of our Denver plant. But out of the Roaring Fork Valley, we'll go to Grand Junction.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And down to, you know, Montrose, Gunnison area if needed. But the core area would be the communities between Glenwood and Grand Junction, and then down from Aspen to the Roaring Fork Valley.
Okay. Awesome. That's a huge area. I did not expect you to be, but again, you're trying to get work for your employees. You're trying to recycle all this stuff. And so it's all part of that business plan you wrote all those years ago. Seems like just yesterday, right?
That's right.
Any final thoughts, Bill? Anything you'd like folks to know about Blue Star Recyclers before we close the book on today's conversation?
Thank you. Just actually two. One is, before I forget, that the grant funding that Rotary received to subsidize this event, it does have an end to it. So anyone that has a big TV, I would encourage them to get there earlier than late, because we could hit a point where Rotary has to cut off the number of folks that get that subsidy, because they know how much the weight is, and then they have to cut it off. So get there early if you can, and that way you don't have to risk it. And then the other thing is, I think it's important that everyone know that when you recycle electronics with Blue Star, a lot of really good things happen. Environmentally, we keep this material out of the landfill and places it shouldn't be. We have to mine less virgin materials to make new electronics when we recycle the old stuff. But socially and economically, we put people to work that want to work. And when they're working, the average Blue Star recycler's employee saves taxpayers about $49,800 per year, because when they're working, they receive less benefits funding, and they're happy to be able to pay their own way. So, and then those salaries and those wages go right back into the local community. So I think just to let everybody know that recycling doesn't really cost, it really pays the community.
I appreciate that. And again, you can learn more at bluestarrecyclers.org. Again, you can help them out by attending that recycling event this Saturday from 9 to 1 in the CMC Blake Avenue parking lot. And as Bill mentioned, again, get there early, because that that grant money is finite. It's not unlimited. And so the earlier you get there, the more likely you'll be able to take advantage of that. One more time, it's bluestarrecyclers.org. And the phone number, if you would like to learn more about Blue Star Recyclers, or again, if you're a business owner or manager anywhere from all the way Grand Junction, Montrose, all the way to Aspen and Vail, and of course, you know, Glenwood and the center of the valley, that phone number is 855-302-2583. Bill, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for spending some time with us and for the great work that you do. Again, helping folks be meaningful contributors to society as, what's the term you used? You used it a couple times. Employing folks that want to work.
Yes.
And again, giving them something meaningful to do rather than receiving that assistance, which obviously they are due and, right. And is certainly legitimate, but yet this is a way that they can contribute to society, do something they love, and help out in so many ways. So all the best, safe travels, and we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, again at some point in the future.
Absolutely. Gabe, thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Again, it's bluestarrecyclers.org and the phone number 855-302-2583. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.